You are listening to the Torah Sparks Podcast, the podcast that finds and ignites sparks of spiritual light and meaning in anything and everything, bringing out lessons and values straight from the Holy Torah. I am your host, Ori Strum. Let's jump right in. The idea, the notion of eradicating Amalek is something that we don't necessarily think about every single day. Although it is a mitzvah in the Torah, you know, we have Parsha Zachar this week. There's a remnant to Amalek, Vayikra, we know is they're written with an aleph, a zeira, a small aleph. And the word, when you're just looking at it from a distance, it just spells Vayakar, happenstance. That's Amalek, chance, happenstance, suffix, doubt. But when you look a little bit closer and you see Vayikra, it's really a calling. A calling is the opposite of chance. A chance means haphazard, it means random. Vayikra means there's a point, there's a reason. Whereas Amalek stands for this random, haphazard, Hashem doesn't really exist. He doesn't really love. We believe Vayikra, there's a calling. There's a fascinating story told over by Rav Yitzchak Shlomo Ungar about the Chassam Sofer. And Chassam Sofer, he was about the age of 16, and he finished Shas, and he wanted to make a Yama Tavol or a Banan, he wanted to make a Siyam. He approached his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, and he said, Rebbe, I want to make a Siyam, what should I do? His Rebbe said, fast for 3 full days. 3 days and 3 nights. You could imagine, you know, this was the Chassam Sofer. Of course, he took his Rebbe's word and he was a Talmud Mavuk. Of course, so that's what he did. On the third day, his mom is so weak and he goes out to get some fresh air and it was Mincha time. He's with a couple of people and he starts to daven Mincha. And all of a sudden, somebody, a bandit, a robber, a bad guy comes and starts to mess with them and everybody runs away except for the Chassam Sofer. He finishes his Mincha prayers. As soon as he's done, this guy approaches the Chassam Sofer and is about to hit him, and the Chassam Sofer lifts his hands up and with a tremendous koyach hits the guy. And the guy dies. And he came back to the yeshiva, and Rav Nosson Adler said, Baruch haba. He said, Baruch haba. V'yomar, he said, Kiyamta mitzvah smichias Amalek. He said, you have just fulfilled the mitzvah of erasing, eradicating Amalek. Now, this story is mind-boggling. How do you know it was Amalek? This doesn't happen every day, but apparently it happened to the Chassam Sofer. Just I came across this story. I thought it was fascinating. So, you know, don't go around hitting people in the street. That's not the message for us. But the message for us is if people come out and society comes at us, even if it's not physically, if it's mentally, if it's psychologically, if it's spiritually, and they're hitting us with ideas and notions of ideologies that are antithetical to who and what we are, if they're preaching ideologies of suffix, of doubt, of confusion, of chaos, of tumah, if that's what the society is teaching us, then the lesson that I took from this story with the Chassam Sofer was to hit them back, quote unquote, to hit them back and show them what we really have, to show them the Kedusha that we have, to be proud. Every time that they try to hit us with impurity and negativity, for us to hit back, quote unquote, hit back with positivity and Kedusha and meaning. And every time they try to hit us with Vayakar, the world is just chance, happenstance, haphazard, no real depth, meaning, profundity. We have to hit the world back with Vayikra, with a calling, with real, with a lesson of strength and a lesson of MS and a lesson of connecting with Panemius, a lesson of Kedusha. That's the lesson I took out from the story. What lesson did you take from that story? Wishing you amazing rest of your week. Have a Freilich in Purim. If you did not yet listen to the shiur I posted on Purim, I advise you to go check it out. I think that you will enjoy. It's called Purim, Crummy to from Crummy to Crumbs. I think that you'll enjoy it.